drawing his long sword then. Lord Menelaus reared and struck him on the helmet ridge, but saw his blade, broken in jagged splinters, drop from his hand. Lifting his eyes to heaven, he groaned, "O Father Zeus, of all the gods, none is more cruel to hopeful men than you are. I thought to make Alexandrus pay for his crime, and what luck have I had? My spear slipped from my grip in vain. I missed him, and now my sword is shattered in my hand." But now in one bound, pouncing, he laid hold of the horsetail crest and spun his enemy, then yanked him backward toward the Achaean lines, choked by the chin-strap, cutting into his throat, a well-stitched band secured beneath his helmet. To his own glory, Menelaus now would in fact have pulled him all the way, had Aphrodite, with her clear eye, not perceived him, and she snapped that band of ox-hide cut from a clubbed ox. Now, at this, the helmet came away easily in the fighter's hand. He whirled it round his head and let it fly amid the Achaeans, where his own men caught it. And once again, raging to kill his man, he lunged, aiming a lance. But this time Aphrodite spirited Alexandrus away as easily as only a god could do. She hid him in mist, and put him down in his own fragrant chamber, while she herself went off to summon Helen. She came upon her on the battlement, amid a throng of Trojan ladies. Here the goddess plucked at a fold of her sweet-scented gown and spoke to her. She seemed a spinning woman, who once had spun soft wool for her at home in Lacedaemon, and the princess loved her. In this guise, ravishing Aphrodite said, "Come home with me. Alexandrus invites you. On the ivory-inlaid bed in your bedchamber he lies at ease, and freshly dressed, so handsome, never could you imagine the man came just now from combat. One would say he goes to grace a dance, or has until this minute danced and is resting now." So she described him, and Helen's heart beat faster in her breast. Her sense being quickened, so, through all disguise, she recognized the goddess's flawless throat, her fine breasts that move the sighs of longing, her brilliant eyes. She called her by her name in wonder, saying, "Oh, immortal madness, why do you have this craving to seduce me? Am I to be transported even farther eastward, into some Phrygian-walled town, or into Maeonia, if you have there another mortal friend? Is it because Menelaus has beaten Alexandrus, and, hateful though I am, would take me home? Is that why you are here in all your cunning?